$999 is 1 million. And if you have 10 men standing in a row like this, you'd say this one is the... men, and just one in order. Who comes from the beginning, you'd say he is the... Number one.
He's number one. Oh, yeah, I know.
You would say he's the... In this column, he's the...
First.
And then after him, the...
Second.
And then...
Third. Fourth. Fifth. Sixth. Seventh. Eight, nine, ten.
All right. And if you're telling several people to do something and you say, now I don't want you to do it one at a time, I want you to do it
all together.
And if you say, well, something is good, but something else is double that, you would say, well, that's...
One at a time, I want to do it.
That's twice as good.
All right, and now the months, please, sir. The months, name the months.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And do you have any other words for Saturday or Sunday that you can remember calling anything else?
Well, the Sunday has always been called a Sabbath since I could remember. And then when I got up and large enough to find out there was a different denomination, some people called Saturday the Sabbath and started that, and then studying down through the scripture. Now this is my way of thinking now, what I'm fixing to tell you now. We celebrate Sunday now of Jesus being risen from the dead. Before then, we separated Saturday for his rest day after he made the everything, you know, and rested the seventh day. And people from the beginning of time would always use a Saturday, what they would call a Sabbath. But then you did nothing on the Sabbath, don't you see? All right. Whenever Christ then was crucified and he rose on the first day of the week, and you see Mary and them had come, and you read they come out of bring spices and things, anointed body, and they found he was risen. Well, from then on out, from that time on out, we are celebrating this is the day he was risen. Not as a, I don't, of course they call it a Sabbath day in one way, but my way of thinking, because I don't argue with nobody, I have no dispute. My way of thinking, we should honor this day, because he said that the day is, if you read another part of scripture, the day is made for man's use, and however he uses it is what he's going to have to give an account for. So that makes me then, and I don't ask somebody to believe like I do, but I think we celebrate the Sunday as a day that he was risen and should worship him that day and offer him with gifts and everything and thanks and everything. But I don't call it a Sabbath day myself.
I have a couple more things I think we can put on here just to answer the questions, and it doesn't matter what an answer here is. We may have gotten this already, but I don't remember. I asked you know about what you would call it if it didn't rain for a long time. You remember?
Called a dry spell.
And what about a drought? Do you ever use that to mean a severe dry spell?
Yeah, it'd be a drought. A drought is what, which would be a long time.
Right. And if something happened, let's see, what is today? About the...
Today's the 28th.
And if something happened...
I mean the 29th. Today's
29th. And if something happened on June the 29th in 1970, you'd say that happened about a...
year ago.
And answer this question, assuming the sun did rise. When did the sun rise yesterday?
Well, it risen at 6:45.
And what about if somebody says, I think we did this. Ask you a question and your answer might be, well, I'm not sure or I'm not for sure. Would you use both of those? I'm not sure, I'm not for sure.
I'm not for sure what would be the proper answer to give.
But you might maybe say...
I might just say it the other way to make it short form.
All right. Well, sir, I think we have...
Out of the 21st of June now, the sunrise, the days get 1 minute shorter the rest of the year now, and that's really not it. I don't know the time. I didn't know about
that. That's right, over the hump.
Over the hump.